Here we go.
Take that, Prince. Take that. Yeah, you want another
piece of that? That's what I think of your copyright laws. Fucker.
This is what I think if you wanted to change your name.
Yeah.
Why don't you change this?
Hi, everybody. It's Funtime Ben.
It's just Josiah.
Ninja Amy.
Sister Amy.
And we're back for episode 50.
Yay!
It's all about love. I hope you're ready. Peeking all across the board.
Happy anniversary.
Well, now, we call this the act of mating.
Yes, we
but
do. It's the love show.
Very important differences between human beings and animals.
What's
that?
That
you should know about.
Pretty amazing, right?
The fade.
Very exciting.
Only took 50 shows to get that.
Hey, guys, 50 shows.
50.
50 shows.
It only took 2.5 years or something.
It only took 2.5 years. We've been doing this a long time. And as such, we thought that we'd change it up at show 50 and we'd start something completely new. Everybody's looking at me with looks of apprehension as I say this. Everybody's like, what? And we're doing it naked.
Oh, that's Steve calling.
I got a message.
Amy, hi. It's your husband, Steve. Something. I just feel weird. Is everything okay?
My spidey senses.
I sense naked.
We still don't believe Sister Amy has a boyfriend.
No.
He's a big fan of the show, apparently.
She uses that. She really uses that just to, you know, make sure that guys don't hit on her.
Yeah, which probably has.
It's a good. It's actually a pretty. It actually works the opposite way.
Well, yeah, that's why I heard about that. I heard girls get hit on more. Didn't you get hit on more when you had an engagement ring? Amy?
Engagement ring, no wedding band.
That's right.
I felt really hot.
Really?
That's hot.
Yeah,
that's hot. Oh boy. So today's show has a theme, and today's theme. Well, I thought it was failed love, but Amy the ninja seems to think it's all about sex.
Hell yeah.
Vibrators or something.
Or vibrators.
All in the same.
I guess so. I guess failed love is all about sex. Kind of. Actually,
or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, which is, I could go into many stories. Interessante. So we're all going to tell a little, we're all going to share, and we're going to play songs that are all about failed love and about failed songwriting.
Yeah, we'll see how long this lasts. We'll probably talk about dogs or something later.
Yeah, probably.
We're not so good at the structure stuff. But we're trying.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
I haven't been on the show a long time, by the way. You realize that? Because you scrapped the last one we did, jerk.
Yeah, we did. Just to explain why there's no show 49, there actually is a show 49.
Yeah.
It's sitting, and I can play it right now, actually. It's sitting on my hard drive just waiting to come out. But we didn't have the music.
We're like talking about Christmas and stuff.
We did. Yeah, we were. We didn't have the music. So we're going to release it as a lost show after show 50. After show 50.
I'm really looking forward to Christmas.
After show 50.
I brought cake.
She did. She brought cake. These
nice.
Huge cupcakes that have
very nice.
8 pounds of icing on it. It's also Friday night, and we're dorks, apparently. We're eating cupcakes and talking and making a podcast.
Making a podcast.
We're drinking beer.
We are drinking beer.
Yes, we are drinking beer. Although, you know what I found out? Which, speaking of lost love and bad love, Rheingold has been discontinued.
No shit.
It's discontinued. You can't get it anymore because they stopped making it.
How do you do that? How do you
Rheingold.
I don't know how you do
it. It's what happens when you make crappy beer.
That was like when they stopped.
That's what happened to Budweiser. They didn't have billions of dollars for advertising. So.
Ooh, wow.
It's very nice.
You like my little...
So I thought I'd kick it off. I thought I would start sharing first and tell you guys all about a story.
You need some background music here. Are you going to put that in later?
Well, I'll do it now.
Do it now. Do some lovey-dovey, what's it?
We go.
You got the backup singers here. I don't know if you erased that part or not, but I was saying how the Amys look like backup singers because they're sharing a mic, and now it's not so much fun because I've already said it once.
Do, 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 do.
All the Amys go. Do, 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 do.
If they had rhythm, which I don't.
Neither do I.
We're getting cupcakes.
I don't know.
The background music isn't working.
I don't think I have the background music on this computer.
Yeah, I'm pretty good in bed. How about you guys?
Sorry. What? I'm awesome in bed. What?
They're trying to get airtime. I feel bad. Let them go. Ready?
Okay, do it.
Release
and
the doves.
Go.
Anyway, so I was like, Kimmy. You can't leave two girls.
No,
oh, no.
I think we should say in bed after everything, like a fortune cookie. You know, you read the fortune, and then you add in bed. It sounds
I was hanging
better.
Out with my brother the other day.
Who, Ben? Fun time, Ben, your brother?
Nasty.
Ew,
doesn't
what?
Work. What?
Took me a while, sorry.
Was that it? Was that all
that
there was?
That was
good.
Right.
Nice.
That happens when you
that was
the
nice.
Mic to the
so why don't we play a song just as a palate cleanser? And we'll get
cleanser.
Back
in
to...
get that dirty incest off your tongue.
How about this? Because I feel like if you have something, you want to sort of like get a nice refreshing taste.
In bed.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
We're just having fun here.
It's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you.
I hope this isn't someone's very first time listening to this show. Like, that show sucks.
You may want to start
crappy
further back.
The thing that makes me what does she really mean by milkshake?
I don't know. Like, she wants a milkshake. Listen, she's
like
going
it.
Into the deli. You'll hear it. There it is. Hear a little bell to the deli? Can I get a milkshake? Ding.
name is Countess. I would like to milkshake, please.
I'll just be in the back there, in the yard. In the yard with the guys.
The sound in the background, like.
Have you seen that Family Guy?
Sorry,
funniest Family Guy clip ever.
Can we wait till the song is done?
If you're smart, la 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 la. Warm it up, la 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 la. The boys are waiting, la 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 la. Warm it up, la 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 la. The boys are waiting.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than.
Really, it's seriously, they really like that. They're really
that
better than
took
yours.
A long time to write, I bet.
That's it. But I have to
four lyrics.
Yeah. It's like, I got this idea for a song. What do you think?
It's about milkshakes.
Yeah. Can you make it
That's
3 minutes?
That's about it. So are you going to tell your little story, something about something?
That's not so fun.
Okay. So
can we do a link to Family Guy, or is that going to get us sued also?
No, we can do a link to Family Guy.
I'll find the clip. There's the one he did where he's like, it's like that time I was in prison. And they show him in prison. And he's got his shirt off. They make him pull down his pants. And he's like, squeezes his man boobs together. He's like crying. He's like, my milkshake brings out a boy to the yard. And it's the funniest thing ever.
It is definitely.
Now
speaking,
that I've explained it all.
Speaking of boys in the yard, it's time for me to divulge some embarrassing secrets.
Oh my God, Ben is gay.
Embarrassing songs.
We have to do earmuffs.
No, it's not. This isn't earmuffs.
Okay. Stories.
This isn't earmuffs.
Okay.
When I was a kid, my parents enrolled me during the summer. We had an Amy. So this is both of us. We used to go to this place called Ramapo Day Camp.
Wait, is this story about Ramapo? Love or sex?
It's about the lack of each.
Yeah.
It's about ramming or something.
Yeah. With me, there usually isn't like, oh, and I had crazy sex. FYI, that doesn't really happen.
I was a chubby kid.
So, I was a kid at Ramapo Day Camp with my sister, and there was a school dance, or not a school
how,
dance, a
how
camp
old are you
dance.
In this?
Probably 13. Well, I'd imagine 13, 14,
fat and awkward. Eh?
Yeah, about 13. I was fat, awkward, and just starting down the dark road of acne.
Oh,
it was
depression.
Fun and depression. Well, that
and
led
to discovering
depression.
Your genitals.
It must have been before because I started getting pimples when I was 13, and I didn't have them yet.
Yeah, you were. Like
I was
12.
Just fat.
Yeah.
That's just God's little joke on mankind.
Man, 13. God has a lot of jokes on me.
He's like, so, this would be funny. Let's do everything at once. And he'll be horny for the girls who
aren't
going
to like
him.
And then when it's over, I'm gonna make him lose his hair.
That's going to be great.
I'm gonna recede his hairline just to get him worried in college. And then I'm not going to take any more after college. Just during college, I'm going to make him really
insecure.
Right when
his insecure. Physique and his confidence are good and his skin is clear.
I'm going to take it away. I'm just going to take it away. Okay, so anyway. So I was a kid. When I was a kid, and so there's a school dance, or not school, I keep saying school dance, it was a camp dance, and so I remember, because I was like a dorky kid, like really dorky, I was like, oh, I'm going to get like dolled up for this dance to ask this girl out. I forget her name, she was probably like adorable little
her name was
thing.
Fred.
No, it wasn't Fred. I wasn't. I'm not gay, Saya. I know we keep on having to have this talk, but
just you know,
Francis
hopeful.
Or Pat.
It was you know what was funny? There's one name I remember. It's from elementary Kelly. School. This is totally unrelated. There's a girl named that I used to have a crush on.
Way to keep
on.
Him on track, Josiah. Way to keep
I used
him
to,
on track.
I used to have a crush on a girl in elementary school, and her name was Sarah Lipsky. I still remember that. It's ingrained in my mind.
Mine was my favorite girl, and then was Tina Zellweger.
Oh, mine was Drew Levy.
Ooh, nice.
I don't think I can tell you guys last names.
Oh.
Oh,
well.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Don't
go there.
He's still around, that means.
Ooh, wink. Diddly doodly. So anyway, I was in Ramapo Day Camp, and there was this school dance. So I went. So my parents picked me up, and on the way home, we stopped at Kids R Us. Kids R Us, not Toys R Us. And I was like, I walked through the store, and I'm like, oh, I got to get something cool, like something new to wear. And I got this like pink, it was like a bright pink shirt. I don't know if I have any pictures of it. If I do, I'll definitely post them on the website. It was a bright pink shirt with like a Godzilla eating San Francisco.
This is before ironic tees.
I remember
cool.
that hot pink.
It was
not,
hot
not like,
pink. It was
like
hot
bright,
pink. I'm not bullshitting.
Like 80s
this
neon.
Is a non-bullshit story. Yeah. There's no bullshit in the story.
We're talking 90s if he's 13.
Yeah.
Like, wow. It was the 90s.
90s neon. Yeah.
But it was like
worst.
Early 90s. It was like
still the 80s.
Hyper colors. Wow. Yeah, it was like hyper color. So so I got the shirt. I didn't wear it, of course. I like saved it, you know? Like I didn't want to like ruffle it. Didn't want to wash it once. Didn't want to do anything. So after I got the duds, this is all in my weird mind. After I got the duds, okay, the next thing up. What's the next thing up?
Stonewashed jeans.
Haircut.
Haircut. Exactly. A haircut.
We're like this, Ben.
I know.
Forget the girls. They're here for the... I was going to say
reaction
looks,
shots.
But radio.
They're here for reaction shots.
They got faces for radio.
So the next thing was to go get
I
a haircut.
Just got a dirty look. I just
so it's kind of funny, like when you get a haircut, how awesome you feel right after it. Like you look amazing. Like you kind of. Do you ever have that? Like you walk out of the haircutting place, you're like, yeah.
I get my haircut at Astor Place, so it's like Russian roulette there. So I'm just relieved when I get an all right haircut.
Well, at this point in my life, I was still going to the haircutter, which was like on Broadway at 93rd Street. There was like a Hispanic barbershop.
Did
and
you
like
get
the
lines?
Piece didn't fall off like their razor when they were cutting.
Yeah, like it was all razor based. Like it was all like, okay, you want to cut? Okay, you know, it was like there's
when you
not
tell
a
them
scissor.
A number for the size. Like I have
six
a three
or eight.
On the side,
six or eight.
Four on the top.
Yeah, I think this is before numbers. I think they had one
anyways.
Side.
Anyways,
so anyway, so I got my hair cut. I got my hair cut special for like it was like maybe $7 back then, or $5. It was very not very expensive, and it was not a great haircut. But I was so like excited about it. They styled it for me. Okay.
Oh no! Was this the same day?
No, it's the day before. Geez. So I spent the evening sleeping in a chair with a shower cap on my head. waiting just not to fuck
so
up.
Let's
the
recap.
Hair.
Let's picture fat. Little pimply faced Ben
starting to get pimple. I didn't have pimples
in
this
a hot pink. Yeah. Did you have the shirt on yet?
No,
not yet.
No, I didn't
like
wear it
that.
Yet.
It was soft.
I was
chubby.
I was chubby.
Oh, I see.
Sausage.
Oh, Amy's allowed to make fun of you,
shape.
But I'm not.
I was sausagey.
Yeah.
Ew.
And kind of.
So your skin was
and
tight.
And had a fondness for sweatsuits.
Oh my god.
And Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, wow.
Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if that was that. That was a D&D.
Bubble.
No, at this point, I don't know if I was still. If I was doing Dungeons and Dragons. I think I was. I think this was Dungeons and Dragons. Period.
So you were a bigger geek.
I was a huge geek, dude. There's no joke.
No sports.
But this isn't about that. So the day. So the next day, it was camp time, and it was the dance. Okay, you guys all here. So I go to the dance, I see the girl, everybody's awkward, everybody's sitting around, no one's dancing, and I'm like, well, maybe I should be the one to ask her out,
God.
And I didn't. There's nobody danced. Nobody asked anybody to go on the dance floor. No one wanted that sort of humiliation.
You should lie at the end of that story and say something.
We should, but there is
and we didn't.
So at the end of the day. All that prep and nobody danced.
And shower
nobody
caps.
Had that shower caps. And if you can just imagine me.
You didn't even get a blowjob under the bleachers.
And that's why he's called Hot Pink Godzilla Ben to this day.
That's still my nickname. And as such, I thought I'd play a special song for me.
For that lady. What's her name?
The one from elementary school?
The one from Ramapo.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember, because then you could say, hey, Tina Zellweger, this one's for you, for that
you
dance.
You do it, baby.
Okay, maybe not this one, but another one.
Dirty. You're trying, man. You know.
I hope everyone remembers this song.
You do it, oh baby.
I have a song to sing for them.
I can't hear you. My headphones are on.
That is a
talking about my sweaty armpits.
Oh man, that song was a one-hit wonder.
Oh,
and Josiah rightfully brought that in. Yo,
that's
right. That song drives me out of my mind.
I bought the cassette in like 90.
Oh, dude, remember 90? Cassettes?
Yeah.
That song makes me want to get my tubes tied.
keep on talking
no
dirty.
No sex with your French man. But what was funny on that cassette, it was a single. On the other side, the kid sang in English because it was a big hit. Even though he sang in French. And it was funny because he'd say, I am 5 and I'm small. I do it, oh baby.
Ew, so is that the lyrics?
Basically, yeah. He's 5 and he's small.
And he has sex.
No,
I do it?
Do it can be anything. Like
with
Nike.
His toy rocket.
You just do it. So,
about
four of us here.
So now, wait, what's the story? We all need stories. I
what
said
story?
Everybody have a
what am I going to tell you about?
My love life has
been fantastic. I can't.
Amy, Ninju's married. I'm practical. I'm doing the Susan Sarandon. So, what are you going
to
do?
Sister Amy's married to Philip Glass, or what's his name?
detail of Glass.
Joe Glass. Doodly 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 doodly
doodly doodly doodly doodly doodly doodly. It's like, hey, baby, 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 what do you think of this? What do you think? What do you think of this composition?
He just holds two keys down. Remember synthesizers, how they do that? Like, you could hold like five keys down, it would just go up and down, up and down, up and down.
Absolutely.
How about this?
I'm like the guy on the Who. I'm
the
so
best
good
thing, the best thing is that Josiah's actually doing the finger things. And that, and that's actually, Eddie's going back and
my
forth
eyeballs looking. Are like I'm watching a ping pong match.
That's great.
Anyways, one time I had to jump out of a window.
For love?
For love. For getting caught.
Can you pass the cupcakes?
What's one funny is that's the real thing.
Of the window because I had finished with the love part, but I had the runs, and this was at Purchase College.
Whoa,
so poopies?
I had the runs, so I had to bust out of the apartment out the window, and I ran to the dance building, you know.
Post-anal drip.
And then I came back and crawled back to the window. Those. Sexy,
that
huh?
That is yeah. sexy.
That did actually happen to me once.
As you eat a cupcake.
Well, one time, a friend of ours, Andy, he got me acid for my birthday one year.
This is a good story.
Yeah. And so we were like a little self-conscious about it because I didn't want to be judged by Amy the Ninja here. And
hi, guys.
Her husband and what have you. So we're like, let's just, you know, do it kind of on the low key. And so we're heading back to the apartment. We're going to lock ourselves in and trim. It's really starting to hit us. And we're walking up to the apartment, running to Ben. I don't even know. Ben looked like a bear. He just comes out and he's just like, hey! You guys ever try anal beads? And he's going on and on about anal beads and how he got them and he couldn't wait to try them on his girlfriend, all this crazy stuff. And I'm just picturing like all this weird shit in my mind whilst on acid.
And then you ran into me and I scared you on acid.
You did.
Which I kind of like.
I saw Amy running down the hall pooping.
To the dance building at Purchase College.
That's why I'm wearing my Purchase College sweatshirts.
You are, actually.
Yeah.
Three out of four of us went to Patches.
That ain't three bad. Out of four podcasters went to Patches.
Because we don't have real jobs.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
That's right. Amy the Ninja does have a real job, which we won't say what it is.
Nope.
Because she's...
How do you get to work?
What?
How do you get to work, Amy?
On the train? The
oh,
subway?
I thought you went on a...
Oh. So I sent this in the email. How many of you didn't realize the song wasn't about a car?
I still didn't know that until you told me.
I just figured it out this morning.
Does that mean he has a little red pecker?
Listen, it's all about somebody's red Corvette or their vagina.
I bet Prince has like a dog kind of penis, doesn't he?
What?
What?
Can you picture Prince like flashy gold pants, whipping it out just like a little lipstick like a dog? My little red Corvette. You might go for a ride.
Stop it.
I'm concerned about you knowing about dog penises, dude.
Well, you've had dogs, haven't you?
No.
Well, anyone who's had a dog knows that every now and then dogs get boners.
Would you ever call a little pink part coming out of a dog's
penis? It looks like a lipstick.
Try to tame your little red love machine.
Well, all this love talk has the ladies going, and so now I turn the floor over to the Amys, who want to talk about masturbating.
Amys.
I was going to do it like it's a show, but...
You look like a Rastafarian like that, Josiah.
Hey, man.
He has a hat over his headphones, so it's like gigantic.
It's fucking freezing in here, man.
Masturbating is fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, so masturbating with the Amys.
But I've developed, so y'all know that I do improv, right? And I'm kick ass.
For a second there, I thought you were going a totally different direction. It's like, I've developed
wait a minute.
An amazing technique.
I improv with my
three fingers.
I can break boards with my vagina.
The important thing with masturbating improv is you never say no.
Hi-ya! But so I've developed a kind of what is it called? What the ball players? Jinx is the wrong word. People, help me out here.
Oh, when you do something, when you do something not to get a bad thing, like a superstition.
Superstition. Masturbating and improv.
Wow.
I can't masturbate on the same day I do improv.
Maybe that's my problem. I've never even.
She improvs once every 6 months. I don't. It's really hard for her.
I always have a bad show. I always.
Is that why you've been sucking recently?
Is wearing the same socks? Yeah.
Poor Ben's like, my sister's doing terrible.
My sister's doing so bad recently.
Ew.
I shouldn't have shook her hand yesterday.
Ninju, go.
Ninju broke a vibrator. Go on. Two of them.
At once.
and it sounded like this.
It just don't go fast enough.
Chattering my teeth. Oh,
okay.
Shower.
Here, try this wet wipe.
Anyways, how did you break your vibrator?
I was turning it faster, and I turned it too fast. And I broke the connection.
Do you like the Incredible Hulk?
This one goes
like
to 11.
It did.
How do you make it go faster?
Yeah, how do you do it
faster?
There
are usually three speeds.
No, mine had more than three
speeds.
It was like,
Jesus.
It was a variable. It's a variable vibrator.
Hot. Can you cue up the Prince thing? There's ooh, ah, and then there's this setting. Oh, my God.
I can only do that.
It's coming. Awful. It's coming.
That's what she said.
With that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
There goes my joke.
Don't
turn me off. But don't. I just did.
We should just have the sound effect like, oh, and don't. Don't.
While we're on the subject of accoutrement, have either of you gentlemen used the male version of the vibrator, the silicone fake vagina?
I didn't know there was
you didn't
a
thing.
Wow, I didn't know that existed.
There's
you
a
know
vagina
that
existed. Yeah, I know it's existed. I just don't.
No, it doesn't vibrate.
This is certain.
You just
this
said
a certain
didn't
point.
You just say it vibrates? Let's go to the videotape.
Have you guys used the male equivalent of the vibrator?
Changing history.
See, I did not.
She said the word vibrator, but in a different
context.
She went
back in time. And changed it.
I'm sad, guys. We're becoming all the other shows. We're just talking about vibrators and farts and
okay,
tits.
Love.
Titties.
Wait, let's play a song and then we'll do this.
Does that have to do with vibrators?
Or love?
When the hell did you get so melancholy? You're supposed to be the upbeat person.
Woo!
Like, you know, we're just turning into everybody else.
Does
this
everybody
show?
Else talk about masturbating?
Well, I thought that would be funny, my character doing that.
My character.
Well, okay.
That's really just sad.
All right, here's a song and we'll see what's happening.
Wow.
How about this song?
We'll go back to the vibrating after.
This is, speaking of vibrating, sometimes you just want to be raised up.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when I'm down, like on this show, I just throw on my iPod, man. This is what I listen to. So today, that's what I'm sharing, guys.
Hey, man.
This is my song.
Thanks for sharing, Josiah.
I ride my bike with I don't touch the handles. I wave to the people in Brooklyn.
Oh, remember to do the link of the day. Okay, we're going to stop talking now.
Okay.
Okay. I've always wanted like a group of black women to follow me wherever I go and just be my background, my backup chorus.
It's like, hey guys,
hey guys,
hey,
hey, hey guys,
whoa, whoa.
Hey, yeah, 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 guys.
So what'll it be, buddy?
So
is this? Are you
the
recording?
Whole time, the whole time. Yes, we're recording. What do you think? This isn't gold? This is gold.
Amy, the ninja is gone.
She's peeing, because that's what happens. When you
thank God,
her.
Now we can talk about Jews.
I was really holding out there. I was turning all red.
I actually like this show. It actually sounds pretty funny every time I
we like it, but, nah, you know, it's everybody the booze else talking.
Loves this. Everybody else loves this. Hey, guys. Hey, guys out there. It's good to be back in front of you folks.
Yeah, it I is. Know. You Dude. All have been emailing me since I'm Ben's MySpace manager. MySpace
oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the
need
emailing
to
stuff.
Freaking record more. What? Yeah. You don't know how to email?
No, I don't get emails.
It's crazy contraption called the internet.
Email. That's the one on the internet, is it? Did you see that preview? Yeah, nobody saw that movie. Anyway.
Okay, so we have some links of the day. Actually,
links!
Instead of
links of the day,
and instead of doing links of the day. We're actually going to post it on Up the Tree. So instead of having to go to other sites,
he runs it.
We're going to have it.
Okay,
all
we can't
on
talk
Up the
about
Tree.
Jews again.
Now, the one thing that we're not going to do anymore, because this show is no longer pod safe, as it were, is we're not going to be posting the links to the songs,
because that would be illegal.
Oh, that would be bad. But we are going
to
tell you like how to buy the albums that we're playing. And we should really actually be saying all the names of the stuff that we're playing. That's kind of a
should
good
we
idea.
Or shouldn't we?
We should. We should do that after the show.
You got to pay royalties or something?
I don't think we have to do that.
Nobody's buying, man.
I could talk about how sexy Prince is.
Okay. I don't understand the sexiness of Prince. Does he look like
a
girl?
I don't either. I really don't either.
He is sexy.
What?
So small and sexy, and he shakes his hips. So these are good things.
Yeah. Well, you know he's doing that in bed.
I shake my hips,
I'm like
and every woman
pounds.
Thinks I'm gay. Is it a bad thing that women think I'm gay, or is that a good thing because I'm not gay? I don't understand.
What kind of gay? If they think you're gay, okay. Like you suck a lot of cock, yes, that's a bad thing. Like, they think you're gay, like
well,
you have
give
good
them that
style
impression.
And are sensitive.
If you suck a lot of cock, you're probably good at sucking other things. It's the taking up the
wow.
ass.
Wow.
Whoa. Disturbs us.
I don't know.
If you suck a lot of cock, you're probably good at being gay.
Okay, this is really spiraled out of control. I do have to say that
again,
if,
Mom.
If,
I'm
if,
sorry.
If I meet a girl, if I meet a girl like and we're talking, you know, and I'm in single mode right now. And she says, "Oh yeah, I used to smoke." I'm like, "Oh man, you are such a whore in bed."
What?
Because they have an oral fixation. Oh. That's my, you know,
little tiny oral. I like to smoke Philly blunts in bed.
Then I start to worry.
I like to stick bowling pins in my mouth for no reason. I don't know why. I just love it. Man. Anyways, hung like a horse.
I think we should play some. I think we should play like a indie song. Don't you think so?
It's an indie song, and
an
no, we should
indie song. No, none.
Well, fuck it, man. Unless you got some indie
fuck
from the
it,
80s. Oh, indie from the 80s. That's another theme. Coined it.
We called it. So all of our shows from now on are going to be themed. We're going to play indie music every once in a while and have indie music songs, but we're not going to find out what the free song is online. It's too
we're tired of looking.
Up to you now,
we
David.
Are tired. No, it's not even looking. I find the songs I want to play, and then when I get to recording, it's like, oh, it's not available online, so I can't play it.
And we've done such a good job of sticking to the theme today.
That's true. Like I warned before.
I love how it's the ladies that turn it around to sex. Ben sent out an email. He's like, our show's going to be about love. Get stories about love. Lost love.
Because there aren't good
love.
Stories about love. Love's like, and then I fell in love and it was
like,
great.
Yeah, we do it.
I did jump out of a window one time.
You did?
I will tell
was
that
it
story.
For love or sex? Were you boning some
for,
other guy's chick?
No, it was for not getting beat up by the girl's father.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The
do girl's tell,
do
father.
Tell. Do tell.
I think, are we going to do music or am I just going to tell stories now? Gather around, kids.
Well, why don't you tell a story around. And then we'll play an indie track.
Once upon a time in a land far away known as Highland, a young Josiah was growing up and experiencing the sexual exploits of women.
With the ex-girlfriend of my husband.
That's right. With the girl that... Right, this is actually a really funny, gross thing.
Yes.
So Amy, the ninja, her husband... lost his virginity to the same girl I lost my virginity to. Whoa.
My husband lost it first.
Yeah, how'd you know her name? Hussey was her last name. Town, first name.
Town Hussey.
Anyways. So her dad was like a former Vietnam guy, crazy man, really oppressive, wouldn't let her do anything, wouldn't let the guy in the house when no one was around, like when they weren't there.
Yeah.
I was never allowed to go upstairs, any of this stuff. So, you know, they played pool.
Wait,
but he let her go to Maine.
You weren't allowed to go upstairs?
I couldn't even go upstairs.
Like not upstairs.
When they were all
bedroom.
Home.
Oh,
like
in the bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, she got to go on vacation with Steve to Maine and do it with him and everything. But, yeah. Anyways, I'm still angry about that. No. This sounds a lot dirtier than it is, but...
Actually, I realized that Amy's husband sounds a lot dirtier than he is.
Yeah. He's a little
actually,
nerd.
Don't remind me.
He's actually got... He also slept with my ex-girlfriend.
Which one?
Yeah.
He gets around.
Now, that girl was a hussy. And you guys should all probably check
first
our
name.
Penises.
I know what you're talking about. She slept with another person.
And you ladies
with
should
the
check
HPV.
Your vaginas.
Did she spread the HPV?
Do you know that 90% of women have HPV?
Yeah,
HPV. And 80% of people have...
What the fuck is HPV?
Human papillomavirus.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's the virus that causes cervical cancer.
That's good. I don't have a cervix.
Oh, phew. Let's hear it for the prostate.
Wait. Let's hear it about how you lost your virginity.
Oh, so we did it. And I said to myself,
where do I stick it?
Well, what's so funny about it is you're like, that's what all the commotion's about? Like, that's it? You know? Maybe this is your first time. You don't know. I guess that's not a shared sentiment.
And she was good.
Anyways. So at this time, I didn't have a car yet. I was too young to have a car. That's right, guys. Too young to have a car. Losing my virginity. Yeah. Oh, God. Anyways, my mom was supposed to pick me up at her house at 11 o'clock.
You're like,
my
mom, I'm going to do it tonight.
I'm going to do it to the girl tonight.
My mom, hope to God, is not listening to this show. It would be awful. She's having a heart attack right now.
Do you do any mom?
And so, then praying to Jesus.
So this particular girl's parents would go away on Wednesday nights to play pool. They were in a pool league. They'd get home at around midnight. We organized it so my mom would come pick me up at 11. Perfect. Everything's great. So we do this thing. And then at 10 o'clock, the car comes into the driveway. And I'm like, holy shit. Now, a week before this, I was up in her room. And her dad
by came. Up in her room, is that a euphemism for something?
Room meaning vagina. No, but her father came home for lunch. I got so scared. I was in her room. Father came home for lunch. I was hiding in the closet. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. I'm hiding in the closet.
Like E.T.
It had
like a faggot.
It was one of those
to the closet.
I hate you all. The slit, you know, the ones you can like see through the closet, the little slits, and I could see his legs. He's like, "What's going on in here?" She's like, "Nothing." He's like, "No one else is here, right?" She's like, "No. What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Oh my god!" Like he would
were
probably
you naked or were
no,
you
no.
Just
but
like...
I was just in the room, you know, nothing was even happening.
Sure, you were.
But I was so scared, and I said to her when after left, I was like, "Well, it doesn't get any closer than that." So flash forward to what I was just telling you about. So I'm in a room, the car pulls up, and I'm like, "What the fuck am I gonna do?" She's like, "Hide in the closet. When my parents go to sleep, you can just sneak out of the house." I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm not hiding in the closet while they're sleeping.
With a hard on.
Well, yeah, you know, you gotta finish this deep. No. But luckily,
The door was actually a little bit ajar because your penis was hard.
That's right.
I couldn't close the door.
Bowling pin.
Boom. Boom.
So.
Boom.
So I got out of the window, and she's on the second floor, but the garage is sort of like right next to her window. So I'm standing on the garage looking down, watching her parents go into the house. Oh, and I'm just standing on the roof like, what am I going to do? So I had to jump off the roof, hurt my ankle, and I had to wait outside like, you know, 50 yards down to catch my mom before she
got
to the house, because that would also kind of be a giveaway, you know? This is a dumb story, I guess, but that's what I did for love.
But you got laid.
That's right.
Or almost.
I did there that time. That was the first time.
And it took 2 seconds?
Like three.
2.5.
Nice.
I'm depressed now. I did it, man! Fucking did it! Woo!
What's wrong with the world, mama?
This is was going through my head. And then, like, stop right here.
Oh, yeah. The drama, only attracted to things that bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we're trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Blood and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only need space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love. Set it straight, take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
That was cute, right? So here's another cute song, which is indie. We're just gonna go. We're gonna play a few indie songs just because I feel like it.
Well, Ben feels
like
it.
And I love this song, and it makes me so happy to hear this song. Every time I play it, it makes me happy. So let's see if you guys get as happy as I do. Makes me want to fall in love. Okay.
I do want to shake it.
Shake it. Shake it.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all my history, would you go along with someone like me?
I did before.
Recording. The Amys like to go nuts when we're not recording.
How could I tell the difference?
You just look at them.
Our high tech.
God, look at the red dot. It means we're recording. God. Okay, so we're recording.
It's like when we're not recording, it's all talking.
I know. The best part is like we talk about that, how they don't talk about it, and then. There's still nothing.
Then we do it.
That's right.
Okay, so what I was talking about before you turned that shit on. I got three different cupcakes representing the three different kinds of love. Oreo.
Okay.
New puppy.
Yeah.
We're interrelational. Racial.
And it all made me poop.
So Josiah, how are you doing?
Interracial threesomes. Yeah, for Oreo.
I'm an interracial couple. How about you guys? You're all white people.
No, my first girlfriend was black. Remember Melody?
Melody. He was so scared of her.
I was so frightened of this girl. This is like
I'm not a bug anymore.
No. You know that new Eddie Murphy movie where he plays the guy and he's like
It was
she was much like it. She was a nice girl.
Yeah.
Kind of. And I was like a little white guy. I was a little white guy. I'm scared cuz I feel like she's listening. She wasn't that hot.
A little on the bigger side.
She was a bigger girl.
Well, if you're like comparing her to that girl on the new Eddie Murphy thing.
No, she wasn't that big.
All right.
But she wasn't unattractive.
She was just forceful.
That's what ugly people
aggressive.
Say.
She was forceful. She grabbed my penis. She was the first person to actually just grab a hold of it.
It's funny when your first time doing that is like really aggressive.
And
it was in the subway station.
It was in the 96th Street subway station. She was a worldly woman. She was worldly.
What,
and
I met up with her
like 4 years later, and she had a kid.
Oh no!
And I'm like, thank the Lord, I got out of that one. After she touched my penis, I stopped talking to her. I stopped this like
I
that.
I think
night.
Only one of my ex boyfriends has a kid now. Anybody else?
I have congratulations. Four ex girlfriends that have children right now.
Wow.
Four of them.
Wow.
Are they yours, Josiah?
None of them.
Don't break up with Josiah, ladies.
That's right.
Otherwise, yeah.
I leave my seed babies. With my memory.
And I think a couple of them have twins. Isn't that right?
One of them has twins. Yeah.
Wow.
The dirty girl that Steve and I both lost our virginity to. Surprisingly,
one for
twins.
Each. One for each. Wow, this twin looks like Josiah. Yeah. This one looks so surprisingly like Steve.
This one has a big head and is nervous. Does that one have a bow tie? Sorry, it's an inside joke.
So we're running to the end of the show. I can't believe that I'm the only person who shared a song. Yeah, we're running to the end of the show.
I told a story. It was about diarrhea.
That was good.
Jump out a window, big, long, boring. Probably gonna get cut out.
That was good, actually. That was good. That was a good story. And also the Apache song. I just wanted to get this Apache song while you guys were yapping away.
I love you, Stacy. By the way.
He does, and he dedicates this song to you, Stacy. Just in case you,
I dedicate it to Jeff.
This is a great song for everybody.
I'm not dedicating that to Steve.
Why are you dedicated to the Boogie Monster? Things that don't exist, show me.
This is my favorite song, possibly ever.
This was your favorite song a long time ago.
This was.
Okay, can you pause it for a second?
Pause.
Funny thing I just remembered. The very first podcast I did with you, you played this song, and you said, this is my favorite song ever.
Yeah.
And I was all bugged out by that. But like, this is the one that is like the number one song.
This is it.
And you said, you're like, I really want to play this on the show one day. I just, you know, the legal stuff. So here we go. We'll start it from the beginning. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, we don't have to play the whole song. We'll play the next song. The next one will be weird fucking music that we love.
Okay.
That'll be the next one.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
so
to.
So anyway,
interrupt.
No, I
just
want to.
Thing. Miles,
that
are
was
we recording?
Was.
I can't.
Yeah,
that
we
was
are
like.
Recording.
That was like.
There's
a red light.
No red light.
That was like 43 shows of that.
That's the red light.
Just pretend
really
we're not
small.
Recording. That way, you guys. Will
they have 50 shows, Amy.
I know.
They
have 50 shows under the belt. I have 4.
This is my second.
Suddenly, we're gonna have some competition in the podcast world.
Oh, really?
What podcast world?
It's gonna be called Sister Amy Ninju.
So we are actually at the end. Of our show, and I wanted
that
to.
Brilliant.
It was. It's really cute, and I just wanted to like reach out to everybody out there and just say, you know,
touch your balls
and your vagina or vibrators.
Cup the balls.
I just want to say, thank you for being hey guys.
This is for all our listeners out there.
Hey guys, I just want to say that I really 50 shows, guys.
50 shows, guys.
Yeah.
Seriously. In podcast years, we're like 100. And
if you threw a 50-show party?
50-show party, that's right.
We know you. Party.
I'm crying right now.
Amy's got a little tear with her cupcake.
It's a salty cupcake.
Salty. Isn't that like a salty dog or something?
Salty dog. Dirty Sanchez?
Dirty what? Sanchez. Salty cupcake.
Okay, what's
mine's
your favorite?
The strawberry. Danza. What is the Tony Danza?
The Tony Danza dance is awesome. You're doing a girl from behind.
Yeah.
And you pull her hair and you say to her, "Who's the boss?" And she turns around and says, "You, baby." You donkey punch her and say, "No, Tony Danza.
That seems like a lot of work. I would expect you to be like...
I was waiting for somebody to go, Angela.
Angela.
It's like, yeah, you're about to come.
Samantha.
And then you're going to wait
so
for another 15 minutes.
That just reminded me of a funny story real quick. There's this girl named Samantha I had a bit of a crush on. This is like in our college years, actually, but she was from my hometown.
Yeah.
And I saw her at this club one night.
At the club.
Now, Andy and I and all of our friends at school, we were always joking around about this girl named Samantha because every time we said her name, we'd be like, Samantha. So I was really drunk at this club. And I saw her there and I was like, God, I just love to like talk to her and dance with her and stuff. And she walked by me and I go, Samantha. And she turned around and goes, what? And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I didn't think she could hear me.
That's totally a you move.
And then for the rest of the night, you have to talk like this.
I'm like, hey, I got a thing in my throat. I wasn't being an asshole. I was just talking like this because I got a thing. I got a thing.
My favorite move is the rusty trombone.
Is it? That's when you shit in a girl's mouth or on her chest.
No, I'm thinking of the chili dog, maybe.
A rusty trombone is when a woman is eating your ass while jerking you off. That's a rusty trombone. That's a rusty trombone.
Wait, tell everybody what a dirty Sanchez is, because that's my favorite.
A dirty Sanchez is when you have anal sex and you
wipe poo.
You wipe poo across their upper lip.
Fabulous.
It's such a great one.
There's all nothing worse than the strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, the Cleveland Steamer is the shitting on the chest.
I think that might have been the shitting on the chest.
Can you please put a warning on here? I can't. My poor mom. My poor Christian mother. She's a big fan of everything I do. She's always calling.
Not tonight.
I heard Jesus was all into Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty Jesus.
Well, there's this one thing that I've been trying to... If any of you out there know of a guy whose name is Joe... Should I give his last name?
Hell yeah.
His name is Joe Parsons.
Texas Hot Sticks.
And if you ever if you ever run across a guy named Joe Parsons, please tell him that Funtime Ben is looking for him and direct him to this website. He taught me a lot of things, and one of them was Texas Hot Sticks.
What the fuck is a Texas Hot Sticks?
And he talked about this.
It sounds like two guys from Texas with really long skinny penis.
It could be, but Texas Hot Sticks is basically when you're having sex man or woman with a man or woman, a man having sex with man or woman, and you're having sex anally, mm-hmm. and you're eating chaw.
Chaw?
That's chewing tobacco.
Why is that Texas Yum. Hot Sticks?
So what you do is you pull out and you spit on your penis. And then you stick it back inside of their ass, and it burns.
It's my last show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Texas Hot Sticks.
Ow!
Sexy.
And wasn't there also a story about fluffers in the porn industry used to have to squirt Tabasco sauce off people's asses to keep them erect?
Keep them puckered.
I don't remember. There's a story about that as well.
Hot sauce make somebody erect?
I don't know. That's apparently the story.
A fluffer is the kind of job, like, Hitler died and came back as probably a fluffer. Like, that's just a really bad job.
It's like you're not doing the porn. Worst job.
Well, it's up there. You're doing like porn stuff.
Worst
but you're
job.
Not even getting paid, and you're not.
How about PA on an indie film, Josiah? Anything?
That's called credibility.
It's called working your well.
It's called hard work.
Working your way up, rung by rung.
And then that's you saying,
Tabasco
"Fuck this! I'm just going
to
apply to film
sauce.
School. Get around."
You're
this
definitely
crap.
Peaking right now.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I think this is the end of the show. We really
night,
adore
night,
you guys.
Folks.
You guys
Thanks
are awesome.
Bye guys.
Strawberry shortcake.
What's a strawberry shortcake? Just before we go,
strawberry cheesecake. I'm sorry.
What's a strawberry cheesecake? Just
you get
it
a
out.
Hummer.
Yeah.
You pull out the last second. Uh-huh. You get a lover face, and then you punch her in the nose.
That is just beautiful.
I'm not. Hey, Justin told me about.
Of course, he would.
That's beautiful.
He also. Should we talk about his Samantha?
Ooh, stay young, no. people.
What's that shit? That's
my God. Heaven can wait. We're only watching the skies, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman. Forever stay young. It's so hard to get old without a cause. I don't want to perish like a fleeting horse. Use like diamonds in the sun, and diamonds are forever. So many adventures could never.